We sort of started arsing around, you know, and we wrote loads of songs. And about mid-76, which was exactly the same time sort of New Wave was hitting Manchester.
Yeah.
And we didn't take it, you know, seriously going on. But then, of course, because the New Wave had hit Manchester, you got all these Manchester New Wave groups who, you know, you'd go along and see, and they'd just be like some fucking cabaret group with their hair fucking cut, you know, and it was like monstrous. You know, because we were quite into that sort of thing, you know. We were sort of into Patti Smith and the Stooges at the time, I remember, and stuff like that, you know, all the other stuff. And I was particularly into Camp, you know, I was sort of into German music a lot. And, but when you saw these, like, fucking groups touting, you know, because it was a shame, because a lot of the early New Wave groups were good, like Pistols. Even The Clash were very good. But then you saw all these, like, Manchester groups coming out. I mean, the Buzzcocks, no matter what anybody says, I mean, they were good with Devoto, but, I mean, the first couple of gigs were fucking terrible. They were, like, fucking, like, trying to be T-Rex or somebody. I mean, and you get Slaughter the Dogs and all these people with nosebleeds, you know, and all these, like, fucking dicks who'd been playing, like, Smoke on the Water for years, you know, sort of a bit of money there, you know. So that sort of, it was good actually, because it sort of kicked me into, started thinking about, you know, fucking hell, you know, that's horrible, you know. We could do that, you know, we can't even play. But the basic thing was, 76, you know, with, it was a recession in England, no matter what anybody says. It's not as bad now, I don't care what anybody says. Do you know what I mean? It was a fucking bad time. I mean, I was lucky I had a job back then, you know. But I mean, everybody you fucking knew was on the dole, you know. So I mean, like, a drummer, getting anybody with a drum kit, he would be all right. It was just, like, totally out of the question. You know? So, I mean, we waited, like, a year to play. About 8-9 months to play before we even got a drummer, you know. Because nobody could afford a kit. And people who could afford a kit, of course, were, like, fucking mad fucking heavy metal wallets, you know, like Carl. Yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, our first drummer was an insurance salesman who just bought his kit, you know, and he was like bald and he used to wear a car coat. And he used to play the drums, you know, he was really hopeless. You know. Did a couple of gigs with him and Wes Carlin, Castle Zoo. But the basic nucleus of the four, believe it or not, was me on guitar, Martin Brown on vocals, and Johnny Field on bass.
With Martin Brown was singing what you told him?
Yeah. I had the lyrics, he'd sing them. Because he was like into a, you know, a Kiss, and it's really embarrassing for him, isn't it? You know, he wanted to be like, you know, like what you have on TV over there.
Boys on bikes like that.
Buzzcocks paid for that. They lent us some money. Paid them back. We got the money. Yeah, we hocked it around and people were going, oh, great promise and all this, you know. Went all around quite a few record companies and sort of doing a lot of them were laughing at it, you know, saying, oh, it's a great demo, you know, let us put this producer on. We went to Raven Records. You know, the guy who does Joy Division and all that, what's it called? Hannah. Is it Hannah? We took it to him when he was doing Rabies, you know, when he was doing Jail of John and all this. Yeah. And he says, oh, it's got promise, you know, but I'd have to produce it and put a few more guitars on it, you know, that sort of stuff. Fucking up your ass, you know. So that, to get back to your question, by the time we got somebody, the bloody record was, I mean, of course, we couldn't afford to go and re-record it, so when it came out, which was about mid-78, I think. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it'd been recorded like bloody summer 77, and it came out mid-summer, you know. By the time we got somebody to fucking say yeah, which was great, it was a step forward. Which was alright, you know. They were alright doing that. Just went to Miles Copeland's, you know.
Sounds like it's alright to me, you know. Sounds a bit 77 to me, he says. I says, that's because it bleeding is, you know.
Swans in front of his eyes, coloured balls in front of his eyes. It's number one for his Kelly's eye. treble six right over his eye. A big shot's voice in his ears, worlds of silence in his ears. All the numbers count for years, checks the cards through eyes of tears. Bingo masters break out! Bingo masters break out! Bingo masters break out!
Oh yes, Lakes is definitely for the Lakes. Angry sort of. All the songs are written pretty much the same time and everything. They all connect up, you know, like there's the capital, which is like London, you know. Mm. And like Slates is like all the fucking idiot sort of art student groups, you know. So it's just rough trade actually on reflection thinking about it now, you know. But I mean, yeah, we played it to them and they were going like, you should call Waheed like that, you know, like Waheed posters all over the fucking offices, you know. I do, yeah. It's a surprise when you fucking leave the place, because I didn't leave the place till I was 20. When the group, the only time I ever went to London was when I was like, yeah, I'm talking about like 4 years ago, when the group started. It's the first time I ever travelled, because I was never into travel. Never been a traveller. It's a surprise to go to the places, you know, dead, it really is. But, you know, I mean, it's really funny, like we went around Europe and all that, you've probably heard this story before, but. You go places and people come up to you, especially in like stupid places like Holland and that, you know. Or maybe even Germany, you know, you get like these English students who are studying there, you know, or, you know, sort of people who travel around and sort of have a great, you know, life sort of thing. And yeah. They come up and they go in the dressing room and they go, are you from Manchester? You know, it's great, I'm going to emigrate there and live there, you know. Because all the music coming out of there, you know, it must be great, you know, and all this. And they go, yeah, you're just a fucking shot, you know. Because you get there and it's just two streets, you know. You got Market Street, you've got Oxford Street. What I like about Manchester is there's a very much city sort of environment in it, a much harsher sort of city, because it's very Irish sort of Jewish, and you've also got Salford, which is part of Lancashire, which is where my sort of roots are, and then people are sort of very sarcastic people, you know, like all my family are Salfordians. It's sort of different, slightly different. Then you got the Manchester, where they're sort of very sort of city-ish, and then you've got it all Lancashire. You've got Liverpool. Liverpool's only 40 miles away. So you've all these different things. So you've got all these idiots who we've despised for years and used to throw fucking glasses at us coming down.
Just staring, yeah.
You know, and that's why we play a lot live, because I mean we make a good livelihood out of it, because people come out with curiosity. Mm. You know, I mean they do. I mean they don't necessarily buy the records. I know you don't buy them, of course.
I'm totally wired. Totally wired.
Totally wired.
I'm totally wired.
Can't you see?
Totally wired now.
That new song. Is the title Marquee Cha-Cha?
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Well, in England, that's all the stuff is on TV now.
Yeah.
Just covered.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, it's funny with the, especially with there's a war on with Argentina, right? You know, you said Top of the Pops, and there's just like these hundreds of horrible sort of Latin-type groups, you know. But I hate that stuff. I can't stand it.
How do you write the title? Is it Marquee, like your name, or
yeah, well, it came out of people saying, you know, Marquee is not your real name. That started lately. I don't know what the fuck that was about. Do you know what I mean? My name's Marquee Smith. Yeah. And people have latched onto it after probably 3 years. I mean, it's never occurred to me either, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then people latched onto it and they, you know, started saying, you know, as if I'd like contrived it all, it's actually my real name, man. And I thought, and it was funny when the Argentina thing broke out, I was thinking, you know, it'd be good to sort of go over there and be a sort of like, you know, Lord Haha, have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Work for the Argentinians, you know, you can just see a British bloke doing something like that, you know. I thought, God, if I was really desperate, I could do that, you know.
This is for all the people who want to live free. Hells Angels, Pitchhangers, fans of James Dean. Marquis Cha-Cha!
I tend to, when I write a song, I just tell them I'll record it all straight away. And so, naturally, I mean, a lot of the band really only really understands the record when they've got, like, the record. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
I'm a bit like that. I'm very secretive.
Right. So
and, like, you know, they're just, like, in the studio most of the time, they're just going, what the fuck do you, know, what do you really want? You know, and I can't tell them because I'm not a real musician. I can just go play this and, you know, and want, this is the emphasis I want on it. But I'm sort of embarrassed about giving them the lyrics and that, you know, a lot of the time. And then they sort of get more into it, which is like, all the songs down, I mean, it's the process you've got to stick to, you know.
Do they sort of need explanation of lyrics and stuff?
They never ask.
Do you think they wonder?
The good notes don't, you know, in a lot of ways, it's none of their business, you know.
So they...
Why shouldn't they, you know?
Yeah, so they're just as interested as like...
I think they are, yeah. Because a lot of time, I mean, I'm also a bit cruel like that. I mean, in the old lineups of the Fall, I used to write songs about members of the bands and I used to have them singing lines about themselves, you know.
Not knowing it.
Yeah, right. Which makes them all paranoid, you see, so they sort of, they know that, you see, so they sort of got so, if they ask me, I think they're getting paranoid, which a lot of times they are, you know.
So they start to read themselves into things they're not into.
It's middle mass about me, and they go, what the fuck? It's not, you know. Yeah, right.
Do you mind? Sort of why people can't understand everything you're saying then?
It don't bother me at all.
Just sort of get a feeling from it anyway, don't worry.
Right, yeah. I think it proves a lot more worth if people have to work a bit hard, you know.